Hello, and welcome to Cult Picks Radio, 66.6 in your Christmas playlist. Coming down the chimney, we know who's been nice and definitely who's been naughty. With me, your host, Santa Nudo.
And me, Satan's little helper, the smut peddler.
We're coming to you on the shortest day of the year, on the eve of Christmas, and somebody, a good new member emailed in and asked, we celebrate that kind of thing. Yes, we celebrate Satanist theme weeks, but we do love a good Christmas holiday, as we're going to get to with our very special Christmas calendar countdown. But we've been off the airwaves for quite a while, and a lot of things have happened in the meantime. Smut Peddler, yes. Where do we begin?
Where do we begin? Indeed, we have been so busy doing other stuff that we kind of forgot about the podcast, and some of our fans have come back to us and asked, like, did you like stop it completely, or did something happen to you guys? But we can assure you that everything is fine. We have just been so busy concocting these amazing plans for 2024, including finding financing and doing applications for grants and support for a lot of different things. And I don't know if we should divulge anything yet of that. What do you think?
We're definitely going to give people an idea of what they can expect from us in 2024, because we do have a lot of things planned. And I'd like to also say that the newsletter, the Weekly Exploiter, has been also absent for much of this year. And we are planning to relaunch that in the new year as a way of keeping people updated and informed about what it is that we do. Yeah. There's only so many hours in the day, and there's only the two of us, really.
Yeah.
So there's a limit to what we can do. But even so,
and also going back in time, apart from planning for 2024, I have been busy doing conventions and film screenings with some pretty big legends in Sweden. So we were at a nostalgia convention in Karlstad, Sweden, together with Mats Helge Olsson and Hans Hattvig. So that was an amazing thing. Both gentlemen had never been to a convention, and they were overwhelmed by the fandom, by the knowledgeable fans they met. And then a few weeks after that, I went to the little town of Grums in Sweden with Christina Lindberg for a screening of Thriller, A Cruel Picture. And they were in this tiny village with 10 degrees minus. There were 65 people who had traveled from all over the country to meet with Christina. So that has also been part of the busy schedule during the fall.
Yes. No, you've definitely done that. We were also at the Lyon Festival. I don't think we've had an episode since then where we signed up more deals for films, especially European films. But we're going to get to. But let's do a quick recap of what it was that we have done in the last, since autumn, really, and then before we start looking ahead, because there's a lot to get through, and there's only so much we can cover in each one. So, starting off with the delectable René Bond, who had a second theme week at the end of September.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit more.
We've had a lot of. I think we've had two theme weeks already, and I think we have at least two or three more coming up, but we have to have some space between them.
Yeah, is there such a thing as too much René Bond, I wonder, because there are other great stars as well we should be getting around to, and we do have planned, but she is wonderful, and she is popular.
Both pre and post her boob job.
Yes.
And we have examples of both.
Yes. Now, rather than playing a clip of from one of her films, I thought I'd share with you, I discovered after she retired from adult acting, she did pop up on the screen again in an unexpected content. You don't know about this, so this is a Christmas treat for you. She was on a game show in 1986 with her then husband called Break the Bank. I don't know if they knew about her background.
She wasn't introduced as an porn star.
No. Yeah. They didn't introduce it that way. So take a listen to this clip of René Bond's comeback.
These are our returning champions, René and Lonnie Levine. To date, this husband and wife team has won in cash and prizes over $4,100. They are back today to try and beat their new challengers for another chance in our fabulous prize vault. Here on Break the Bank.
Moving on from Bond, and this is going way back, catching up. Thanks to you, we had 31 days of Halloween. We jumped on the Halloween bandwagon with a lot of existing horror films and some new selections.
Yeah, we find, and we will also be doing this on and off in the future, to sort of recapture films that are already up on Cultpix that you guys might have missed. And what better than to do 31 movies, horror movies, during all of October. So we made a huge list, and we're already looking at next year. And I think I already found 31 movies for 31 dirty nights of Halloween.
Yes, forget the days, move on to the nights. But it is true, now that we have posted over, I think we're up to 1,300 films on the website. Not all of them still there, but the vast majority. It can get tricky to navigate, so we have to do more for curation and helping people to find these films and going back and selecting them. And I can see that because we do the weekly top 10 list of naughty and nice films, and people do find the films that we bring to the forefront, and that's only with minimal promotion. Obviously they have their own category on Cultpix and mentioned in social media, but you know, we could be doing a lot more to putting them out there. People watch them, people rediscover them, and that's great. Because there's richness to our offering that's often hidden too deep.
Yeah, I mean, we are very much for curation. So there will be theme months going on as well as our weekly themes.
We're going to get onto that later on, but we can reveal exclusively, I think, right here, all the theme months in 2024 all the way to June.
Yes.
So that should be fun. Exactly. Now, as part of the October of Halloween, we had some UK horror and fantasy films. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, that's courtesy of our new partnership with StreamGo Media. We had like 50 films coming from them.
Yes, and big shout out to StreamGo Media. Yes, they've been fantastic partners and given us some really great titles.
It was a lovely cake to cut in different pieces because we found all of these amazing themes hidden within that list of films.
Yeah.
And this was one of them. So we've had, some of them are classics, some are lesser known films, but Blood of the Vampire, Circus of Horrors, Devil Girl from Mars.
Yeah. Definitely favorite.
The Gamma People, The Snake Woman, and just great stuff. And I think we're going to listen to a clip from Devil Girl from Mars, this dominatrix from outer space in leather or rubber or whatever she's wearing, who comes to this tiny village in Scotland, I think.
Yes, love it.
We saw this with our own eyes. An object the like of which we had never seen before. A frightening, strange shape descending from outer space with relentless purpose. Where did it come from? And what did it want of us?
Hello! It's an aircraft, all right, but like nothing I've ever seen before. Hello!
What do you mean?
Hello! It's like something from another planet!
Do not try to follow me. You cannot get help. Around this house, I've drawn an invisible wall through which no one may pass.
I did really like that film, Devil Girl from Mars, and the costumes. I mean, you wouldn't be out of place at a current horror convention or fetish club.
Definitely.
If you came dressed up like that. Yeah. Never mind popping into a pub in a Scottish village.
It's true. And going on, it's also courtesy of StreamGo Media that we made, I think, the major discovery of the year.
Yes. Nobody else, to our knowledge, has done this, not on an international basis. Mm. So We've mentioned it before, I think, when we were still doing the Cultpix radio, but these are the lost films from apartheid-era South Africa that were made and financed by the government to be shown for black audiences with black actors on a number of topics. So they were thrillers, they were comedies, they were dramas, they were crime films, they were adventure films.
Westerns.
Westerns, yeah. Yes, South African Westerns. In fact, I was hoping we'd hear a clip from that. they all usually had a positive message, which is probably all comes down to, you know, don't disrupt the current white supremacist order. But they've been beautifully restored and re-released. And again, we're hugely thankful to Stream Go Media for enabling us to showcase just a selection of these films. There were many, many more, but obviously there's a limit to how much people want to watch South African films, but these are nonetheless unique, and I definitely recommend trying out a few of them just for the unique perspective, which you wouldn't get anywhere else.
Yeah, and I mean, the political part of it is also interesting, that the apartheid government financed the films, but the films themselves were showing black heroes kicking the asses of white crooks. So they were really affirmative and not prohibitive of fighting the man.
We did want to try to find somebody who could talk about these in a historic perspective. Maybe we'll come back to them, but it's a fascinating slice of history. And again, shows the sheer breadth of films and topics and theme weeks that we have on Cultpix. Yeah.
So, and I mean, the biggest shock, though, was that they made 400 of them.
Yes. Like I said, we barely scratched the surface. No. So if you all write in and want more, I'm sure we can deliver it. But in the meantime, enjoy the ones we have. Let's have a listen to a little clip from the Western.
Yeah.
From South Africa to San Francisco?
Yep, pretty much so. Yeah.
That's the segue. Again, we tried something which we weren't sure about. We weren't sure how it was going to be received, and a little bit risky. Mm. But I think the result overall was a success.
Yeah, it speaks for itself, basically.
So, the golden age of gay erotica.
Yes.
How did this come about, you old homo?
It was a... it was by coincidence, I almost like to say. We have a long-going partnership with Vinegar Syndrome in the US, and they are doing a beautiful job restoring films from like all eras and all genres. But we got a massive, really massive Excel sheet with erotica, vintage erotica. And among them, there was a little heads up on some of the titles saying gay. Mm. And so we found, I think it was 8 films from the 70s, gay porn. Let's not mince words here.
Nope.
And all beautifully restored by Vinegar Syndrome. Mm. And we were like, okay, so we are a web streaming platform for everyone.
Yes.
And we have done a lot of straight porn already with both directors and stars and genres.
Quite a bit.
So we should cater for this audience as well.
And we've done lesbian porn.
Yes, yes.
As well, not forgetting.
So it was time, very much time for it. And we hoped at least some moral majority Christian group would reach out and be offended, but nothing happened. On the contrary, we found, or you found, as you are doing the statistics, that within a few days, all of these films popped up on our top 10 naughty list.
Yeah, they did. And again, it shouldn't come as a surprise because, let's face it, cult film fans are just likely to be straight, gay, bi, you know, whatever your persuasion.
Absolutely.
It's,
yeah.
You know, you don't have to be one thing or the other. But what I liked about this is that the selection came from a very, very well-defined period, and you wrote this insightfully in the intro text, which is on the blog. I should mention that there was this golden age, which went from the Stonewall riots, which is when, after which, homosexuality and male homosexuality became legal in the US and in many other parts of Europe, up until the early, that's late 60s, up until the early 80s, when the AIDS crisis obviously cut a swathe through the gay community. But in those 1970s, golden 70s, and the late 60s, early 80s, it really was a golden age for gay erotica. And these films give you, again, we talk about that kind of insight, which, sure, there were Hollywood films which were dealing with a subject of homosexuality even before this period. But this is the kind of rough, realistic, on the street, this is Midnight Cowboy from the perspective of the actual 42nd Street, not even, John Schlesinger reimagining it for Hollywood.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's been interesting. And also we reached out to the Cinema Queer Film Festival in Stockholm, Sweden, asking for a cooperation or if they could promote it to their members. And they were delighted, and they had a competition for monthly membership of Cult Picks, and they were overwhelmed by the interest from their fans. And also, we are now discussing doing a retrospective during the next festival in 2024. So that's all good news.
Yeah, let's have a little clip from one of the films of what hot gay erotica from the golden age sounds like.
A bit late to go looking for a motel room now. Why don't you stay here? You can sleep on the couch if you like.
Sure, Pops. That would be great.
You know, in the old days, I'd have made a star out of you. Cowboy.
We've now caught up all the way to November, which was our other theme month, or our Noir-vember. I can't remember who shamelessly stole it from online, but somebody else had the good idea. So we should do too. And again, it made us look at just how many good films we've had on the site or have.
Yeah.
Some we brought back from it and discovered some great new ones as well, which are added again through the partnerships and cooperations with many, many great labels such as Something Weird Video and Vinegar Syndrome and other ones. So it became quite the fun month. And what I like about this is that we get called out, especially by the disapproving Swede, hello to you, for posting some, I hate to say this, real quality films.
Yes, he's very upset.
It's Fritz Lang classics. It's, yes. What kind of dirt label are we if we have
And also so there was a mix of films that were already on Cult Picks and a whole bunch of new titles. But during that process we also found another theme week that we will be having next year, and that's noir-ish films from the 60s.
Yes.
So that's going to be Crime Wave USA, which is named after a series of films that Something Weird Video have.
Yeah. And again, we could have and should have done a episode just for the film Noir-vember. I actually did a long write-up, and then the dog ate my homework. I mean, no, literally, the blog platform that we use, one false move on the keyboard, and suddenly your whole text, hours of work is just wiped.
I remember that. You were crying in a fetal position in the shower.
Yes.
For months.
Yes.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And then I poured myself a very strong martini.
Yeah.
And didn't retype it. I threw my typewriter out the window,
yeah,
I tell you.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that was a shame. And I agree. I basically, all of our theme weeks and theme months are worthy of episodes of the podcast. But we will better ourselves in the next year.
Well, before we finish, I just want to mention the fact that what I like about these is that they featured some great acting talent from the obvious and the not obvious ones. So including them, we have one of only two films that Johnny Cash did.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite, just to cue up the clip, is Frank Sinatra noir, which is called Suddenly from 1954, where he plays a presidential would-be assassin. And the rumor is that he had the film withdrawn from circulation after Kennedy's murder.
It's a funny sort of feeling to have control of life and death. You could miss a man if you had a mind to, or you could kill him dead in his tracks. And that made you kind of God. And I liked it. Without the gun, I'm nothing. And I never had anything before I got one. I was somebody. I'm no traitor, Sheriff. I won a Silver Star.
Moving on to Godfrey. Ho, 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 ho.
Very fitting for Christmas. Yeah, I mean, this is one hell of a fun director. And I think he made like hundreds of movies.
Yeah.
Also, I think this was also something that we sifted from the treasure trove of Streamglow Media.
Indeed, you did.
but I think the selection is wonderful. And who can resist a title like Robo Vampire? Which is a guy who looks very, very, very much like Robocop. So I wonder if there was a lawsuit or not. But it also features that wonderful, wonderful... hopping Chinese vampires.
Oh, yes.
And we have just too few of those. So that's really something we should come back to. What about a whole week of hopping vampires? That would be so much
hopping
fun.
Chinese vampires.
Yeah. And we also had Devil's Dynamite, also amazing. Little Kickboxer. And, of course, this is also someone that we should really try to come back to. And it's, of course, that wonderful... icon of martial arts, Cynthia Rothrock.
Rothrock.
In Girl Power. Honor and Glory. So that was a fun week, for sure.
Yep. She definitely deserves, her own theme week.
Don't worry, Mr. GQ. Your hair's still in place.
Going through these themes, I really feel guilty. I'm thinking each one of the, that would have been a great, great episode. We could have done so much with this. It's Christmas, not a time for regrets. Looking forward.
Yeah.
But the one that you're going to talk about next is, again, something that would have deserved its own podcast episode. And you know what? We can still do them.
Yeah.
Once we get into the routine, there's no reason we can't do a episode about a theme week that's been, because let's face it, it's not like people are sitting next to their computers and waiting for the theme weeks and the podcast to drop in unison.
No,
and we can skip back and forth.
As we say always about Culpix, there's no news value whatsoever.
No, it's all old.
Yep.
It's already happened.
And also the person in the center of this theme week has been approached and has agreed to be part of a podcast.
Yes.
So we've just didn't have time. And it's a pillar of knowledge and a huge icon within exploitation cinema. And that's Michael J. Weldon.
Yes, the
founder, editor, author of Psychotronic Video Magazine, the Psychotronic Encyclopedia of Film, and the Psychotronic Video Guide. Basically, Bibles for me for many, 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 many years.
Mm.
And I also had the pleasure of welcoming him as a guest at the Cinematheque in Stockholm in 1987. And also arranging a European tour for him in a number of countries. So he brought 16mm prints and traveled all over Europe. And we found a bunch of those films in a list of films we had. So, for instance, The Hideous Sun Demon, a guy who gets this scaly skin from the sun. He didn't use his sun lotion enough, I think.
Always wear sunscreen.
Yeah, and we have Daughter of Horror, which we've had for a while. Nabonga, I think that was that our first theme week?
That was
Men in Gorilla Suits.
It could have been.
I think one of the early ones.
Will be one again.
And then a huge iconic film. I mean, it's up there with Plan 9 from Outer Space and those kinds of films. Robot Monster. And we will come back to a theme where that will also be featured, and that's film shot in Bronson Canyon, California. And we can probably do a theme year of that.
Yes. It was, burnt, as they say in film production language.
It's been used over and over and over again.
Yep.
But that's fun. And also in that week, we had Night Tide with Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper and a mermaid.
And Carnival of Souls, which also has become a legendary, iconic film.
Yeah.
Very much so. So that
it's a brilliant selection. And I've seen some of the artwork from the original event and kind of makes me, it does make me wish that I could have been there. And I just, I remember when we couldn't have everything at our fingertips, when you did have curated events like this and you went to it and you made amazing discoveries, which you can now all find on Cult Picks. So,
yes, it was very hard to hard to see those films back in the day.
With the swiftness of a deadly cosmic ray, the Earth is invaded by indestructible moon monsters. Their ghastly mission, death for all humans. What astounding technical developments are being made to protect mankind? Robot Monster brings you an actual preview of the devastating forces of our future. Unsuspected revelations of incredible horrors that will terrify you with their brutal reality.
Speaking of niche, we were very lucky in that we had our 50th partnership signed this year, and it was with none other than the Taiwan Film and Audiovisual Institute, previously known as the Taiwan Film Institute, which gave us some really incredible titles. Again, it's easy to forget the fact that as mainland China was in the grips of communism, cultural revolution, there were interesting films being made in China, just on Taiwan. And these were two of them. So we had The Bride Who Returned from Hell from 1965, and my favorite, The Fantasy of the Deer Warrior, 1961, which is a fable about animals living in peace and harmony in the forest until the big bad wolf turns up. And all the animals, it's not a cutesy cartoon, they're all played by fully grown people in animal costumes.
Yeah, talk about your cosplay. That was an early example of that.
They are furries.
Yeah.
And it's just brilliant. And the poster, I love it.
Poster is the best. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
It was one of the great discoveries for me anyway this year. And I urge everybody who haven't seen it, check out The Fantasy of the Deer Warrior. Obviously, hard to do dialogue, but it's also got great music. So let's have a listen to a short clip from it. Which brings us to the end of November and into December, which is where the theme month was. Well, not so much theme month as just 24 films. The Cult Picks Christmas Calendar.
Yes, and this was an idea that, it's not Christmas-themed films. It's just films that you and I do every second day, just favorites and stuff we really think people should watch.
Yeah. Again, it comes back to things that they might have missed or that were up there before they were members. And we really try to mix it up in terms of the genres, but also a way to thank and highlight the great films from our partners.
Yes.
who contributed many of these things, and everything from friendly kiddie animation like Seventh Voyage of Sinbad or the animated Return to Treasure Island from Ukraine, to much naughtier and more intense stuff. But
yeah, and Valerie's Week of Wonders, the Czechoslovak film that I had never seen, but I heard so much about, and yeah, it didn't disappoint.
No, it really, and that's probably favorite of the year.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That was so amazing.
But, yeah, so do check it out. We've got a few more to add for the full 24.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that we haven't told each other which films we are choosing, and we still haven't happened to do the same film.
Nope. No. It's so far, we've managed to keep it separate. So clearly, we have a big selection of a pool of films to choose from. Yeah. But I have liked your selections very much.
Yeah, yours too, because it's just a wonderful mashup of genres and years and countries and people, and it's, I love it.
Yep. We don't need to play a clip from any of them, I don't think.
No.
People can find them if they want to find them. So instead, moving on to, we did have regular theme weeks, even as we had theme months.
Yeah.
One of which was one of whose films ended up, actually not his films, but a film related to him ended up in the Christmas calendar as well.
Yes.
René Cardona Jr.
Yes, because René Cardona Sr. made Santa Claus versus the Devil, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Santa Claus, which has one of the best stills from any movie with this surprised-looking satanic guy in a red suit.
Yes.
Super fun. But no, it's the son, René Cardona Jr., there's also a son of his. It's a film family. But he is famous or infamous for a couple of things. And also a Mexican director. We don't have so much film from Mexico, so this is great. But he was really into doing rip-offs of famous films. So, for instance, we have Beaks, the movie, which is basically a rip-off of The Birds by Hitchcock, and Cyclone, which is a disaster movie involving both a plane crash and man-eating sharks and cannibalism. And we already had on Cult Pix Night of a Thousand Cats, and both that one and Cyclone are infamous because René Cardona Jr. liked to use live animals and no stunts.
Nope.
For treating animals badly, basically.
You definitely wouldn't get away with that in the current climate.
So he's a sign of the time. So. Of that era, but the films range from 1974 to 1988, so it's a big span. But he was also a very productive director, so we hope to come back to him because it's still a lot of fun.
The meteorological centers issue the alert signal. Navigation is halted. All vessels are ordered back to port.
Gentlemen, Laura has changed her course suddenly. She's heading towards us with winds of more than 105 miles an hour.
Negative, flight 125. Return to base immediately. The airport will remain closed until further notice.
The unleashed force of nature becomes cruel, violent, merciless. Cyclone.
We take a break for Christmas. We're not going to be putting anything new, but we're finishing on a fun note of what we like to call films, background films for parties.
Yeah, that's a category you can check out on Cult Pix. It's a subgenre, basically, with stuff that works as wallpaper.
Yep.
And this series of compilations, I think they're almost 2 hours, each and every one of them. They come from Something Weird Video, and they're called Hey Folks, It's Intermission Time. And it's just tons and tons of fun shorts, ads, commercials, countdowns, you name it, local advertising, warning films from the heyday of the drive-in. So beautiful animations and a lot of faded faded ads for food. So all the burgers and hot dogs look completely inedible.
Yep.
The colors are awful, but it's beautiful. It's really going back in a time machine. And also one of them has a lot of 40s, like war shorts about, you know, bonds and stuff like that, that are really interesting sort of, it's just a great mix of stuff that you can just have going in the background.
Yeah. Is there, well, I've seen some of them, specifically the Let's All Go to the Lobby, which I think has been done to death, but do check them out, all of them.
I'll find a suitable clip for it.
Okay, and again, they are perfectly workable for background Christmas parties, not very Christmas-themed. But
some are, actually, yeah.
Actually, some are, yes, yeah. But there's nothing that the whole family couldn't enjoy, even if you're not the Manson family.
Greetings to Father, who works all year for the family and outdoes himself at this joyous season with lots of surprises for everyone. Greetings to Mother, that miracle worker of the home whose loving effort seems sometimes like magic. And greetings to little brother, usually a terror, but somehow since he visited Santa at the department store, he's not been himself at all. Greetings to sister, who was so busy decorating the house with mistletoe and then seemed to forget it was there. Greetings to grandma, grandpa, and all your uncles and aunts. May you gather round the table for your Christmas feast in the joyous tradition.
And may your celebration be filled with all the good things of life. And may the spirit of peace and happiness, love and good fellowship, which is the true meaning of Christmas, encompass your entire family.
What we want to say is that the management and staff of this theater, all of us, wish all of you good luck, good health, good times, and a very Merry Christmas.
Which pretty much wraps up the year for us in terms of 2023. But of course, we already have a lot planned for 2024. And this is where we exclusively reveal what our first theme month of the new year is going to be. Drumroll, maestro.
Yes, we started thinking about it while doing the intermission time week, because on January 2nd, it has been 10 years since Mike Rainey, the founder of Something Weird Video, died way too young. And he has been an incredible influence on everyone basically interested in old exploitation movies, but also really any company now releasing DVDs or Blu-rays or high-def films from older times. He was the first one. We will talk about it a lot. We will write about it a lot. His partner in life and partner in crime, as I like to call her, Lisa Petrucci, has agreed to be the curator of this this month. So she found 26 films that we never had on Cult Picks, and then there are films that we already have on Cult Picks that will also be part of this. So all in all, 62 films. There will be two films every day introduced in the Mike Rainey Memorial Month.
Yeah.
And Lisa will, of course, be our guest in the podcast.
She will be. But you're absolutely right. And again, there would not have been a Club Super 8, which, of course, is the sister/parent company, sister-mother company, to Cult Picks, because of the vision of Mike Rainey. And unlike you, I never met him, but I've gotten to know him through clips and from hearing about him. And I really look forward to getting to appreciate him much, much better in January. And I'm also surprised about how many great, I thought we would have had the best of Something Weird video, but there were so many new films and great films, because, you know, I've been looking at the artwork and the links and everything, and they're just fantastic.
They are, and many of these are handpicked by Lisa Petrucci because they truly were favorites of Mike. So it's really his choice, I would say.
Yeah.
So we are very, very proud and very happy to do this month in remembrance of Mike Rainey.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good one. But we have plans beyond that as well. It's the Filthy 50 February.
Yes, that's true. Films that are having their 50th anniversary. And it's really hard to wrap your head around that erotica or porn has been around that long.
Yeah, and 1974, as it was, obviously coming a few years after the legalization of pornography, filmmakers really were hitting their strides then. So we have a lot of films from that year already on Cult Picks, but we're going to be going deep, deep into the archives of the likes of Vinegar Syndrome and so on to bring you some real classics from 1974.
Yeah.
And what a smut decade it was. So yes, Filthy 50s February.
Exactly.
Moving into then Monster March. And after that, we have Go Ape, Real.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's all simian themed. Again, great films and Cult Picks, but I'm sure there's more that we haven't done yet. Leading to The Mammaries of May.
Beautiful. What a big beautiful boot. Name for a theme.
Well, because May, you know, spring arrives, yes. Becomes hotter, it's time to strip off and just appreciate the finer things nature has for us.
And
like Uschi Dickard.
It's also very fitting that in May we will be curating a poster exhibition in Sweden with the theme Swedish Sin. So it will be a time capsule of films from the early 50s leading up to the late 70s.
Where will people be able to see this collection?
It will be at the Monica Zetterlund Museum in Hagfors, Sweden. So that's something to look forward to.
Yes.
If you're in the country.
Yes, or if you want to travel to it, because there's more reasons to travel to Sweden this next year in terms of finally realizing what we talked about at Cult Picks for a long time, which is we're not just a streaming service, we're a community. We are a get-together in real life, and we will be doing that in a very fun way in the late summer of next year, but maybe we shouldn't reveal too much.
Not too much, but we can say as much as we will be doing it in 3 different locations close to each other, and we have most of the financing in place, so it will happen.
It will happen, yes. And it'll be an international event.
Yeah, so. And we will have guests from both the US and the UK and probably more.
Mm. Now, something exciting is going to be happening in early year. You talked about posters.
Yeah.
What is it that won't be coming, sadly, in time for Santa to put it under the Christmas tree this year, but definitely it'll be a hot seller next year.
It's been in the works for a while, but we had a successful Kickstarter campaign that ended just 2 weeks ago. So there will be a new big poster book, big coffee table book from our own collection, which will be with posters from 1958 up to 1984, exploitation movie posters for international films, but from small independent Swedish distributors who were really into biker movies, blaxploitation, horror, sci-fi, war films, nudies, you name it. I think we scanned 415 posters. I don't know how we're going to cram them into the book, but it will it will happen. The book's basic text will be in Swedish, but there will be a long digest version in English in the book as well. So it will be international. We hope for release in March, but you never know about the designer and about the printers. There are a lot of factors to count in there, but it will be out for sure.
Yes. And the title of the book?
Filmer som går, filmer som slår. Please translate.
It's hard-hitting films, popular films.
Yeah, something like
which
that.
Which is what they were.
Yeah. And it was a slogan of one of those distributors. And it will be the history of 20 of these companies. And while doing research, I realized that nobody has been writing about this era and about these companies and what they stood for.
Yeah.
And statistically, they had 50% of the repertoire in the cinemas.
Yeah.
So they were the ones who really made an impression on the Swedish population. But we only hear of Fellini and Pasolini and Bergman. So,
and yet another book about Bergman's laundry list and the fact that these films, which kept small town cinemas alive and the kind of art that went into them, because they didn't just take whatever poster was being used abroad. They always came up with a local one, adapted for the audience. And some of them are absolutely beautiful. Other ones are fun. Other ones are head-scratching.
And the slogans are amazing.
Yeah, and usually, because of the because of the explicit nature of this film, we cannot show you more pictures than this. Yeah. That was a bit of a favorite.
And another thing that happened during the research was that I realized that 40% of the films represented with posters in this book were cut by the board of censors.
Yeah.
They really did not like entertainment, I would argue. Especially blaxploitation and spaghetti westerns were really, really cut up into pieces. We have examples of films that had 10 cuts in them, and the descriptions of all of the cuts will be underneath each poster. So you will see exactly what they edited out. And for instance, and this shows up over and over again, like the end fight, remove it. So basically the whole idea of the film, if the end fight of a film is like the cum shot in a porn movie, they took it out.
No, that's a bit like the ending of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You know, they're about to storm the castle and suddenly the police show up and arrest them. Yeah. It's like there's no big fight. I hate it.
So it's insane. Film, but some of those descriptions are also super, super fun. So that's going to be a delight.
Obviously, a visual book like that is perfect for a medium like Cult Pix Radio. So maybe when the book is closer to being ready for pre-order, we should have a episode just promoting and talking about this and maybe interviewing somebody, because we have a few people who remember the time and have written about it already before.
Definitely.
So, and also, so we don't want to whet people's appetite anymore.
And also, I could already identify about 10 films that we do have on Cult Pix.
Yeah.
So that could be a week for sure.
That will definitely be a theme week. So, and there's plenty more planned for 2024. We can't go into everything, but we promise we will do a better job. I think the aim is now that we're going to try to record this at least every second week.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Definitely. Yeah.
And same with the newsletter. So maybe alternate week we do the newsletter and Cult Pix Radio. So New Year's resolution.
Good. Yes. Yes. We will. We will for sure. And also we have a bunch of guests lined up.
Yes, and we've had some amazing new members, one of whom is a video store legend. Oh, I don't want to say anything more than that. You know who it is. Yeah. I've mentioned it. But my God, if we can get him on the radio to talk about the kind of experiences, then it'll blow your mind.
Yeah,
so
that would be awesome.
We definitely will work on having some great guests again. But I think for now, we've done a pretty good job of capturing what it was that we missed and what it is that we all have to look forward to in 2024. Any final words of wisdom, Christmas greetings, recipes for mulled wine from you, Smut Peddler?
I will be making Jansson's Temptation in an hour. So that's something we will put the recipe in the newsletter for sure.
Definitely. It was a hit in Lyon, remember.
Yes, yes. It's a Swedish dish that a lot of people really, really enjoy.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Much like the films on our side. So I shall be getting very, very drunk to get through the Christmas holidays and to bring cheer. And what better way than to plugging into Cult Pix as well, in and out throughout the holidays. So I hope that you've enjoyed this, and I hope that you'll join us in terms of catching up on Cult Pix for those hungover Christmas Day and post-Christmas leisure days. But for now, that's been all from me. I am your faithful host, Santa Nudo.
And Merry Christmas from the Smut Peddler.
Happy Christmas, little friend. May your heart be laughing all day. May your joy be a dream you'll remember as the years roll along on their way. As the years roll along on their way, you'll be showing your own kid a tree. My friend, you'll know how happy a Christmas can be. How happy a Christmas can be.
This is a part of his Christmas, too. Christmas seals. Of course, he doesn't know about Christmas seals yet. To him, they're pretty stickers with the picture of a little boy on them who looks something like he does. Not exactly handsome yet, but happy and strong and healthy. That's what Christmas seals help to do. Keep him happy, strong, and healthy. Help protect him and his home from TB, tuberculosis. Friends, tuberculosis is our country's number one infectious killer. It attacks 115,000 Americans every year. You can help prevent TB by buying and using Christmas seals. Won't you please answer your Christmas seal letter today? Today. Thank you, and a happy Christmas.